Hello, Switch Wolf on the board, Great American Sports, January 29th, 2024, GMT. The position is 24 degrees, 3 minutes south, and 35 degrees, 25 minutes west, which puts us almost up to the latitude of Rio de Janeiro, which will be good. That will be a good milestone to get up there. And we have, before we get there, we'll have to go through the series of areas where there may be quite a few oil rigs. We have them in a broad region on those charts marked out. We'll have to be on high alert there for about 75 miles or so north of south, or south of north. Making pretty good time today. Genoa, full mainsail, beautiful sailing day, which we had last night also, all the way up until we didn't, right in the early evening, and the breeze had dropped right down to zero, and then to we only had 5 or 7 knots of wind anyway, but that was out of the east, it was supposed to be, or out of the northeast, and suddenly we had southwest, 2 knots, 3 knots. Very bizarre. Boat went in circles for 3 hours. Very frustrating. I had to turn off the autopilot. And just as it was getting, the sun was just about to go down, and there were two clouds nearby that just had torrential rain showers coming out of them. You could see just like two huge shower heads in the sky. And so I actually, not sure, knowing if there was wind in them, because one of them was taking a bead on us, and put in a reef. And then, of course, almost immediately thereafter, the shower part of it stopped and the cloud went away. And so I had to roll out a reef for a knot there, but caution is always better. But it's such a big job to do that. That's why I bring it up. 285 grinds on the pedestal winch to hoist from reef one to the full mainsail in the lowest gear. So... anyway, finally, after 3 hours of that, the breeze started to come in from the proper direction, and we just got 2, 3, 4, 5 knots of wind. But when you have zero, that's a lot. That's good, and you can sail on that and go in the right direction and so forth. Very frustrating to have that happen in the middle of the group files that were just showing consistency. So anyway, we learned, and it was near an area where the wind was supposed to be changing direction, and perhaps that's a lesson that you don't want to ever be anywhere near curving isobars. So anyway, today was a good day, and we made a lot of progress, and now Lanrura is about 150 miles up ahead into the east some, and the two boats behind are closing in 350 miles behind or so at Fabrice and Arnaud have pulled away to the north. So we're getting there bit by bit, and getting past Rio will be a good job, be a good milestone, and then it'll be on to Salvador would be the next milestone, then Recife would be the next milestone, then the equator. And so that's about it for here. Great American 4, off and clear for today.